Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers on the broadcast today. It's an all-pundit show with Liz McMenamin, Elliot Mallon, and Danny Thompson. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management offers workers' comp services to a growing number of industries. As businesses grow and change with the times, the need for a solid workers' comp program must be flexible and up to date. The evolving nature of regulations can make staying ahead of complex tasks challenging. But Pro Group Management simplifies the work so your industry can move forward and succeed. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here with Liz McMenamin of the Retail Association of Nevada, Danny Thompson, former head of the AFL-CIO in Nevada, and Elliot Mallon of EM Inc. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you.
Let's start out with, and this is an interesting editorial, interesting story, which is that Senator Reid is urging Democrats to not go too far, and the Review Journal in their editorial is saying, you know, he's becoming more moderate, maybe even more Republican, which I somewhat doubt, but at the same time, his points are well made that Democrats are offering just about everything.
I think it's interesting, actually, because if you look at it, and you have a divide, obviously a divide in the House right now, between Speaker Pelosi and what they call the squad, which is just a bunch of freshman members. And those freshman members are directing the conversation in Congress. And they don't have a lot of experience. It makes it a little bit more difficult for the Democrats to get their agenda through, especially when they don't hold the White House and they don't have the Senate. So I could understand why Harry Reid would want to urge them to go be more moderate. Also, I think that it's interesting. When you look at the upcoming election, you have a lot of people on the different polls screaming and kicking and yelling, but a lot of Americans are more on the moderate end. And I think that if the Democrats want to win, they're going to be their method. It comes down to what I think is going to be the Midwest, Iowa, Wisconsin, Ohio, and talking about farming. President Trump yesterday announced a trade deal with Japan. That's going to really probably kick up his popularity in the rural areas of in the United States.
Oh, and it really is an interesting time. I mean, you know, the Democrats are proposing trillions upon trillions of dollars in terms of, and you know, most politicians do this. It's called pandering to all these different groups. But I mean, just Medicare for all seems to me to be insane.
Well, that is totally an insane practice. I don't even know how we could even fund it, other than maybe each of us saying, okay, I'd be glad to give 75% of my income to the government for them to take care of my health care. It won't work. It hasn't worked. Hadn't worked in the VA, and I'm the first person to say, you know, I have respect for people trying to run the VA, but medical The medical community needs to take a good look at this and see what we can do or that can be done within the medical community itself to drive down prices. However, it's not going to happen with Medicare for All. It's too expensive. We can't afford it. I personally don't want to pay for Medicare for All. I've been said I don't have a heart, so it's okay. But it's a way too expensive project.
Danny, Medicare for All sounds great. But for all of us sitting at this table, we've been paying into Medicare for many, many years. And when you get to the age of 65, that's when you get to take the benefits from that. Medicare for All suggests that you would start out from everybody who have paid nothing into the system now getting all the benefits. Wouldn't we go bankrupt almost instantly?
Well, I think if you look at the method that the state uses to make Medicaid work, you don't have to look much further than that. The only way Medicaid works is that the provider gets reimbursed at 57% of the cost. And in the case of Sunrise Hospital, with the acuity rate that they have there, their reimbursement rate is 54%. That's the only way it works. And because they expanded Medicaid, and Governor Sandoval opted in on that, literally the cost of that hospital, the losses, the Medicaid losses to Sunrise Hospital in Las Vegas went from $40 million the year before to $70-something million last year. And so all of these proposals, there has to be a way to pay for it. And, I'm not sure that all that math works. And so whatever they do, whatever they come up with, it's going to be something that everybody's got to agree to. And, like Elliot said, the makeup of the Congress and the Senate, nothing's going to happen. It's a stalemate. And so unless they all get in a room and put a pencil to it and agree on something, I don't think any of this stuff in the healthcare realm is going to pencil out.
Well, and you're seeing proposals to get rid of automobiles, to get rid of airplanes. It just seems, it's all wonderful in a dream world, but in a real world, it makes no sense.
I mean, look, I love personally traveling. I don't know how we would do that without automobiles and airplanes. When we talk about shipment,
well, you have to watch Star Trek. They have transport.
Right, that's I think a few centuries out from my lifetime.
I would agree.
But I think it's interesting because you have this whole idea of this Green New Deal, and look, I get it. I think we should protect the environment, but at the same time, we have to account for how much do we account for that. What can we do? Should we recycle? Yeah, totally. We should totally make more parks for the future generations. And protect that. But at the same time, getting rid of airplane transportation, which is actually pretty efficient, getting rid of automobiles, are we going to get rid of trains? Are we going to get rid of shipping? This is the global economic pipeline we're talking about. If you were going to get rid of these things, we're going to have a meltdown of catastrophic proportions.
Danny, you want to
I would tell you, I think the big opportunity for the environment, forget about getting rid of airplanes. Cars are going to be changed. They're not going to be done away with. Mm-hmm. The electrification of the highway, and I just attended the RTC's event last week in Las Vegas. That's where I was at when you called, in fact, is the big opportunity for everyone. Because as fossil fuel vehicles are taken out of the system and electric or hydrogen cell vehicles come on board, there's going to be massive changes. There's going to be disruptions caused by, look, electric vehicles don't brake at the rate of fossil fuel vehicles. Fossil fuel vehicles, most of the repairs are done to the emission system. Electric cars don't have emission systems. And the opportunity that is going to create, I read a study that said that a utility with 2 to 3 million customers, the change will be between $3 and $10 billion between now and 2030. And so as we phase out the gasoline and diesel vehicles and bring in electric vehicles, it's going to create a lot of economic opportunity, certainly for everyone. And a byproduct will be that it's going to clean up the environment.
All right, but do you think this is going to be a 25, 30-year minimum process? Because people who own cars now, who just bought a car yesterday,
I don't. I think it's going to be sooner than that.
Really?
And I'll tell you why. Yeah, you know, I attended this futurist did a presentation a couple years ago, and the guy showed a picture of a corner in New York City in 1900. And on the corner, there were massive people walking, and it was horse and buggies everywhere. And he showed a picture of the same street corner. And, you know, people said in 1900, well, nobody will get rid of old Nellie, their horse, you know, because she's part of the family. The number one problem in New York City in 1900 was horse manure. They couldn't get rid of it fast enough. They piled it everywhere. Took a picture of the same corner in 1910. There were no more horses. There were cars. And so in that 10-year period, you know, gasoline-powered carriages got rid of horses. And the guy said, and if you look at today, the technology that we have today and where we are today with what we can do, autonomous cars can be printed on a 3D printer, like 40%
right,
of it.
Right, but the technology is really not there yet for autonomous vehicles. You know, 100% autonomous vehicles.
Right.
They're bringing in all kinds of different things as, you know, each year, that are safety features, they're calling them, and they're part of what will eventually be autonomous vehicles, but they still have not dealt with the person stepping out in the middle of the road or the animal stepping out in the middle of the road. That's still going to be a long ways coming. But I wanted to just change it to a little bit to, you know, while we're looking at the environment and the United States is looking at all these costs of becoming more green, but you look at India and you look at China, and they're saying, United States, you had your industrial revolution, we're having ours. And we're not going to stop with what we're doing in terms of pollution.
And that begs to the question of, if we move forward, will the other countries move forward with us?
And the answer is no right now.
No, it isn't. And we're still going to be using fossil fuel. And they're still going to be impacting our country. Now, should that stop us from moving forward? No, I don't think it should. However, I don't see us moving at the rate that Danny is talking about. But I see it moving slowly. I don't think we're going to phase out fossil fuel by 2030.
No. They'll still be fossil fuels, but the advent of this new technology is going to change everything. And I don't pretend to know when it's going to be, but I think it's going to be sooner than 2030.
Oh, wow.
Honestly.
Well, and we've seen technology, and, you know, with our age, I've seen technology moving faster than I ever thought it would in the last 20 years. So right. You could be right.
Well, yeah, just look at your phone. I mean, it went from being a giant bag to an iPhone. So
yeah.
It used to be a weapon.
Right. But you know what now? I mean, one of the biggest problems, and again, 60 Minutes was bringing this up again this past weekend, which is, you know, ransomware. Now that people can come in and take control of your business or your government and hold it up for ransom, and there's absolutely nothing that people can do to fight this, and now they're talking about, well, it's going to go from businesses, you know, having to pay up this ransom to your phone. At some point, somebody's going to call you and say, all the information on your phone, if you want that unlocked, it's going to cost you $100. Or we'll not only not unlock your phone, we'll distribute all the messages that you have on there. I mean, that's a pretty scary thought.
It's terrifying. I mean, I know that Attorney General Ford has signed on with a lot of, I think, every other attorney general in the country, trying to figure out what's going on with the malicious attempts to getting into our phones. Whenever they find out what to do about it, I can't wait. I think I've gotten 20 spam text messages this morning.
Right,
but it's
but that's just an irritation.
Right.
If your phone is locked up, that's a crisis.
Right. Well, and if beyond that, if we're talking about hackers and things like that getting into government phones, that's an even bigger crisis. We have to figure out how to move our technology forward. I know that AT&T recently sent me an app, because that's who I have, and said, "Hey, download this app, and we're going to block spam calls. We'll let you know." They don't actually block them; it just says spam risk. So I just press the button twice. But it's concerning. I mean, especially when we have if we're going to look at it at the local level or the state level, Nevada's budget isn't very big. If somebody wants to hold the state hostage, that's kind of terrifying. We're talking about services severely being impacted. And how do we move forward from that?
Well, and it was interesting because the city of Atlanta spent millions because they would not pay the ransom, and they spent millions to fight it. I don't think that Eureka, Nevada, for example, is going to be able to afford to pay a $10 million ransom. Let's take a break. More with our pundits when we come back.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully's Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
Ahern Rentals began as Signal Gas Station on Las Vegas Boulevard. Founder John Ahern grew the business by offering rentals. His son Don built on John's legacy, growing Ahern Rentals into the largest independently owned American rental company with 89 locations in 30 states. Don also brought his experience and vision to equipment manufacturing with Extreme Manufacturing and Snorkel. Today, Ahern Rentals continues to bring its family values to a new generation. Learn more at ahern.com.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have an all-pundit show going here with Liz McMenamin, Elliot Mallon, and Danny Thompson. Immigration. Obviously is a major topic. We just had recently an immigration attorney on the program talking about how ICE and CPB have really shut down immigration, and yet we're at a time when we have under 4% unemployment in the state of Nevada. It's about the same across the country. We need employees. Labor unions in the past were not in favor of loosened immigration rules because they were concerned about wages for union members. But at this point, isn't the country going to start to go backwards if we can't fulfill the work that we already have?
There's no question that that is a huge problem that America has to solve. And, I don't pretend to know the solution, but I do know this. If you deported all of the illegals today, a lot of businesses would shut down, and it would be an extreme effect on our economy because
there aren't
a lot of jobs that other people don't do.
Right, but I mean, look at the situation here where right now you have Social Security matching names and Social Security numbers. That is not an enforcement deal right now, but it does go to the next phase, which is that, if ICE comes in and sees that you've done the number and name check and still are employing people that are not matching, then you do end up with serious fines. So, this is going down the wrong road very rapidly.
Totally, and like I said, it's a totally broken system. Mm. People are taken advantage of and, who want to do the right thing and are caught in a system that, it's like a catch-22. And so that's a problem that Congress has to address. They've got to mm-hmm. sit down and talk about a comprehensive immigration. I was involved.
What does that mean now?
Well, let me give you an example. A guy came to my office one day when I was running the state Fed, and he said, I need your help. So, when you come to see me, it was always something serious. And I said, well, what's the problem? And I'd known this guy for 10 years and worked with him. And he said, I'm being deported. My wife and I are being deported. My jaw hit the floor. I said, you're not a citizen? He goes, no. He said, my parents came to Los Angeles or to California to pick fruit when I was 3, and my wife came there when she was 8. We migrated to Las Vegas with our families, and you know, their parents lived and died. He went to high school in Las Vegas, all through high school. He had 3 daughters, and one daughter had done something wrong, and he was giving her to 1, 2, 3, 4. The guy owned 2 houses, never had a parking ticket. And the daughter says, well, how can you tell me what to do when you're not even a citizen? And so they went down to immigration to try to straighten it out. And they were arrested, and you know, and it went on from there. And I mean, those kinds of people that are, you know, the dreamers, that problem needs to be solved, because it creates so many other things that have to be dealt with in this country. And that's what I said. This is a huge problem, and it's not an easy problem. And Congress needs to put all their partisan issues aside and sit down to solve that problem. Okay, come up with a solution that everybody can live with.
Okay, so Liz, Danny is absolutely right, but it's Congress. The last time they did something on this issue in a major way was 1986.
Right. I don't see them doing anything right away. I do think it is an issue, and there's so many other problems and so many sides to that story, and that kind of story about a family that's been here and has been working. My question is, why didn't they try to apply for citizenship?
Because it's almost impossible.
And that being the case, that's the piece needs to be addressed.
Yeah, without leaving the country to go back to their country of origin, applying from there, which is then a, 10-year process minimum, and having somebody who would guarantee them a job in this country for them to come to.
Well, if you came here when you were 3, you came illegally, and you were already past the limit to apply. And so it's really, they're stuck. He told me, I've never been to Mexico since I was 3 years old. Oh. I don't know anybody there.
Elliot, you get the last word on this one.
It's interesting to me. So I'm the descendant of an illegal immigrant to the United States. My great-grandfather came here in the 1920s from Poland. Our family fought on the wrong side of the Russian Revolution against the communists, and then you had a rise of anti-Semitism, and so he came here illegally. He didn't get legal status until 1954, 3 years after my dad was born. And he didn't speak up, he didn't do anything, because back then, as an illegal immigrant, refugee Jew, FDR would have sent you back to Europe. We just passed the anniversary of the St. Louis. And that weighs on me a lot with this conversation. I think that we need to do something. It's hard. Our members of Congress on both sides of the aisle, including our independent members at caucus with the Democrats, need to come together with the Republicans and come up with a fix. We have to do something. There are people here that are suffering. What is happening on our borders is atrocious.
But also, our country is suffering because we need workers, because not only do we need workers for jobs, we need workers to support Social Security, Medicare, and VA. If you don't have 16 workers for everybody who's retired, you're in trouble. Let's take a break. We'll come back and we'll talk about the filibuster after this.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
I can't do it. Stupid, like my mom.
We can't do anything at Mommy's because you won't pay child support.
Dad said you cheated, and he's not even sure he's my dad.
Mommy said you left both of us, so she isn't gonna let me see you.
I look just like my father.
I'm divorce attorney Marilyn York, and I may represent men, but hate has no gender, only casualties. Please, stop sacrificing your children in your war against your ex.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we've got about a minute left here with our All Pundits show with Elliot Mallon, Danny Thompson, and Liz McManaman. Senator Reid, in an interview with, I believe, Politico, suggested that it's time to get rid of the filibuster, period. We've only got a minute. Your thoughts, Elliot?
I think it's dangerous. I'm going to be very brief. I think that any act to move away from the filibuster is very dangerous. I think that what we've seen recently in the United States Senate has been dangerous. And we've seen it not just since President Trump got elected, but since President Obama, when Harry Reid was majority leader. And it's not good for the country.
Liz? I just think it's interesting that Harry Reid is the one saying that we should get rid of the filibuster when he used it himself. So that's all I have to say about it.
Yes, he was not happy with the slow pace of judges being appointed
exactly.
under the Obama administration, and now appears to be thinking that it should just go away, period. Danny?
I think it cuts both ways. And so, you know, we've seen both sides of that issue, and so I don't think you should get rid of it. That's my personal belief, but
and that's where we have to leave it. This is the fastest 19 and a half minutes I've had on this show in a long time. Thank you all very much.
Thank
Great
you.
Show, and
Thanks,
we'll be right back.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance, custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Subscribe to our Nevada Newsmakers channel. We'll see you on the next broadcast.